Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Kahf. In this regard, there are several narratives which are recorded in our various hadith books, but I have selected the main ones from among them. And as I'll show later on, that none of these are reliably reported from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as indeed is the case with the other narratives which I have left out. So the first of these narratives I'm going to read out to you is reported by Maaz ibn Anas, and he reports from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this narrative has two variants. One of them is recorded in the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and the other one is in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir. I'll read out both these narratives before you, and then we'll see how this the change of narration of these narratives, they exhibit themselves. So it is said, Maaz ibn Anas says that he reports from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he said, أنه قال من قرأ أول سورة الكهف وآخرها كانت له نورا من قدمه إلى رأسه ومن قرأها كلها كانت له نورا ما بين السماء إلى الأرض. So a simple translation of this would read that a person who recites Surah Kahf, who recites the first part of Surah Kahf, and he also recites his last part, then there will be a light which will stretch from his toes to his head. And if a person reads Surah Kahf, all of it completely, he reads the Surah in totality, then for him there will be a light which will stretch between the earth and the heavens. Now this narrative is extremely weak because of the existence of Ibn Lahiya, and about him we have a number of comments which our Hadith and Rijal authorities have recorded regarding impugning his personality. And thus, for example, Hafiz Zahabi in his Mizan al-I'tidal fi Naqd al-Rijal says that according to Yahya ibn Ma'in, he is za'ifun la yuhtajju bihi. And another opinion of Ibn Ma'in is that he is laysa bil-qawi. And similarly, at another place he says that he is za'if. Imam Nisa'i says that he is za'if as well. And Imam Juzjani says, la nurun ala hadithihi wa la yambaghi an yuhtajja bihi. There is no light in his narrative, and it is not at all appropriate to adduce from him. So, in the presence of this information, we cannot regard this narrative to be reliable. This the same, as I said, a very similar narrative is almost the same words. They are reported in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir of Tabarani, and Maaz ibn Anas reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words are: "Man qara awwala suratil kahf wa akhiraha kanat lahu nuran min qadamihi ila ra'sihi wa man qaraha kullaha kanat lahu nuran min qadamihi ila ra'sihi min al-ard ila as-sama." Which means that a person who recites the first part of Surah Kahf and the last part of it, then a light will be made for him, which will stretch from his toes to his head. From his feet to his head, and the person who recites all of the Surah Kahf in totality, then there shall be a light from him from his feet to his head, and it will stretch from the earth to the heavens. Now, here again, the problem is the existence of a very weak person by the name of Zabban bin Fayyad, and Ibn Ma'in about him, Hafiz Zahabi has said, Za'afahu Ibn Ma'in. And similarly, Ahmad says, Ahadithu Manakir. And Imam Ibn Hibban has recorded him in his book of narrators which are not reliable, and it is called Al-Majruheen. And he says that he is Munkarul Hadith. And Munkarul Hadith Chiddan. So in the presence of this data, this variant of the narrative also stands rejected, and we cannot reliably trace it back to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, the second of these narratives is found in Al-Maliyah al-Shajariyah, and this is reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b anhu from the Prophet Muhammad, or allegedly reported by him. It's a long narrative, however, the relevant part really reads, وَمَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ الْكَهَفَ فَهُوَ مَعْصُومٌ سَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ كُلِّ فِتْنَةٍ تَكُونَ فَإِنْ خَرَجَ الدَّجَّالِ فِي تِلْكَ السَّمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ عصمه الله من فتنة الدجال ومن قرأ الآية التي في آخرها قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي إلى آخر السورة من تلاها حين يأخذ مزجعه كان له نور يتلألأ إلى الكعبة حشف ذلك النور ملائكة يصلون عليه حتى يستيقظ. This simple translation of this narrative would read: a person who recites Surah Kahf, then he shall be protected from 8 days from all types of trials and tribulations which may come in those 8 days. And if the Dajjal arrives during those 8 days, then the Almighty will protect him from the trials and tests of the Dajjal. And a person who recites the last verse of this surah, which is Qul Inna Ma Ana Basharum Mislukum Yuha Ilayya, till the end of the verse, then if he recites it when he goes to sleep, just before he goes to sleep, then there shall be a light for him which will stretch till the Kaaba, and on the borders of that light there will be angels who would keep on sending his blessings and their blessings on that person until he awakes. Now this narrative too is also extremely weak and cannot be regarded to be reliable because of the existence of Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about him, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following important comments from various Rijal authorities. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai. Similarly, another opinion that he has that has been ascribed to him regarding Salam is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he's Laysa Bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghairu Siqa. Imam Abu Zurra and Imam Abu Hatim say that he's Za'if. Imam Bukhari says that he has been rejected. Authorities have rejected him. Similar is the case with Imam Nasai and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash, who say that he is Matruk. Another opinion attributed to Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he's Kazzab, that he's a liar. Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he's Zayiful Hadith Jiddan. And Imam Nasai's, another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he's Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu. So in the presence of this data, we can clearly see that this narrative also stands rejected. As far as the last of these narratives is concerned, this narrative is recorded, this is reported by Ishaq bin Abdullah bin Abi Farwa. And he says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reports it from him, and the words are, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Ala adullukum ala suratin shayyaha sab'una alfa malakin hina nazalat mala'a fadluha ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard litaliha mislu zalik. Qalu bala ya Rasulullah. Qala suratu ashab al-kahf man qara yawm al-jum'a ghufira lahu ila al-jum'a jum'a al-ukhra wa ziyadati salasati ayyam wa layaliha mislu zalik wa u'tiya nuran yablughu bihi as-sama' wa waqa fitnat ad-dajjal. So Ishaq ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Farwa says that when this the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that should I guide you towards a surah, should I tell you of a surah which was revealed by 70,000 angels, and when it was revealed, then its blessings filled equivalent to whatever was found between the heavens and the earth for its reciter. So, of course, his companions in reply said, Bala ya Rasulullah, please indeed. And the Prophet replied, and this is Surah Ashab al-Kahf, which of course is a reference to Surah al-Kahf. And he said that a person who reads Surah al-Kahf on a Friday, then his sins till the next Friday shall be forgiven. And in addition to that, another 3 days, another three nights, the sins committed in those times shall also be forgiven. And he shall be granted a light which shall reach the heavens, and he shall be protected from the trial of the Dajjal. Now, this narrative is extremely weak because of the fact that its chain of narration is broken. We know that Ishaq bin Abdullah ibn Abi Farwa never met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and could not have reported anything from him. And similarly, regarding him, we also know that Imam Bukhari has said that he is a person who has been forsaken, taraku, authorities have forsaken him. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is reported to have said, La tahillu rawayat indi an Ishaq ibn Abi Farwa. It's not at all allowed to him that narrative should be reported from him. Similarly, Imam Abu Zurra also says that he is matruk. And we find that Yahya ibn Ma'in and others say about him that la yuktabu hadithuhu, that his narratives are not worthy of writing. So in the presence of this data, we can say that this narrative too is too cannot be safely ascribed or correctly or soundly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All in all, none of these narratives have this status. And I said the ones that have left out are also very similar. They cannot be soundly traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as far as reading or reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to read the surah of the Quran or any surah of the Quran, indeed Surah Kahf as well, by understanding what the surah has to say to us. And that is only possible if we are able to understand the meanings of the surah, which of course can be helpful in this case, that if we have a good translation of that surah handy. And we must reflect on that translation. We try to understand what the Almighty has to say to us, and as far as possible, follow in practice what the surah has, the message of the surah, and similarly try as best as we can to communicate this message to others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.